Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast. This is Peter Abundant. Struggle. Why do we struggle? This is an interesting question that I came across just this morning and decided to elaborate on struggle and why we struggle. And to me, it's a simple thing. Struggle is a matter of perspective. We struggle because we perceive ourselves to struggle. We struggle because we feel like at the moment, the current event or situation that you are going through is hard, is such a challenge, such an obstacle that it goes beyond your or very close to the limit of your capability. It's called struggle because you don't feel like you can match up to what's happening right now. You don't feel like you're strong enough. That's why it's called struggle. But if you understand and realize that you are infinite, that whatever the universe is consisted of and made of, the Creator, God itself, is within you, then you realize that you should not struggle at all with anything. Because infinite power is at your access. Infinite power is within your reach. It is within you. So in order to not struggle, you have to be in alignment with this fact, with this reality. And because most of us aren't in alignment with this reality, then it leaves us at a position, in a position where we think that because something is odd, something is a bit of a challenge, something is consists of many obstacles and difficulties, that we can't meet up to it, that we can't accomplish it or achieve it. And so we feel like we are struggling. So struggling is really a matter of perception. Perceiving yourself and comparing yourself to what is actually happening. And feeling like self isn't strong enough, isn't worthy enough to accomplish or to go or get over whatever's happening. There's a level of doubt in your mind, and that creates struggle. But when you are complete and whole in who you are, then there is no struggle. They're just simply action. They're just simply thought, action, and the ability to be patient and wait for the results to manifest. So you have to understand that struggle is not necessary in life. Struggle is only a manifestation of your lack of understanding and realizing who you are. When you understand and realize who you are and how infinite and powerful you are, then struggle is not a reality for you, and it can never be a reality for you. So allow yourself to be in this space. Allow yourself to maximize who you are, be who you are, realize who you are, manifest who you are, express who you are. And don't identify with these things that we talk about. when we talk about struggle, when we talk about pain, when we talk about suffering, many of us do it to get attention. Many of us do it to even relate, but we're not relating to the God within us. When we do this, when we acknowledge these aspects of humanity just to relate, we should be relating to the God within each of us, not the ego within each of us. Where we do that, when we talk about suffering or pain, or we have this ailment, or we have this disease, and we kind of use it as a badge of honor, that desire for attention is misplaced, because we are looking for attention from that other person's ego, and we don't want that. We really don't want that. So look for the attention if you want attention. Look for the attention from the other person's spirit, from the God within them. And you do that by expressing the God within you. Realize who you are. Be who you are. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.